Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hey everyone, it's Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 197. And we're going to start off with this update from Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. Calling all Atlanta makeup FX artists. We are looking for competitors of all skill levels for Tom Devlin's Makeup and Monsters Showdown at Days of the Dead. If you want to compete or know somebody who would do it, email them no less than 3 photos of your work for your chance to compete. Email Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Kayla at TomDevlinsMonsterMuseum.com, and she'll give you all the details. You can get more details about Days of the Dead at DaysOfTheDead.com. We have this news from the Hollerin' Haunts Hayride in Clinton, North Carolina. It's My Bloody Valentine 2021. Are you looking to do something fun for Valentine's Day? Come check out the number one haunted hayride in the Carolinas. We're going to be extra bloody this year. The price is $25 a person. We're located at 2914 Bud Johnson Road in Clinton. We're open February 12th and 13th from 8 until 11 p.m. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/hollerinhaunts. We have this from the Indie Horror Story Immersive Horror Story in Indianapolis. Due to the pandemic, we have made the difficult decision to cancel our Valentine's Day Death Date event. With the COVID pandemic still looming over our heads, it is hard to produce an event such as this while maintaining a safe environment. A refund has been issued to all ticket holders, and they should see it back in their bank account soon, if not already. We're sorry to disappoint, but hopefully we can all return to normal soon. Keep up with any updates at IndieHorrorStory.com or their Facebook page, facebook.com/IndieHorrorStory. We have this update on the film Escape Room 2. And this comes to us via BloodyDisgusting.com. The film has been bumped all over the release calendar since it was announced, and Adam Robitel's Escape Room 2 once again has a brand new release date. Columbia Pictures will now release the film in theaters on January 7th, 2022. Escape Room stars Logan Miller and Taylor Russell will be returning for the sequel. Isabel Furman, Holland Roden, India Moore, Thomas Cockrell, and Carlito Olivero also star. The franchise follows strangers who find themselves in a maze of deadly rooms, forced to work together and use their wits to find the clues and escape or die. We have this from the Necropolis Underground Haunted Attraction in Indianapolis, Indiana. Valentine's Day sucks. A special off-season event presented by Necropolis Underground Haunted Attraction. It's not your average Cupid and Arrow type of show. The undead are plagued and their thirst grows. The underground world of Necropolis is opening up for Valentine's Day weekend. Can you survive the undead and creepy Cupid's box? Come see us February 12th or 13th. Get your tickets at necropolisunderground.com. We have this update from the Mad Monster Party coming to Concord, North Carolina. Mad Monster Party Carolina is set to host the world premiere of David Ellefson's Dwellers, Dwellers is an upcoming found footage horror film produced by David Ellefson via Ellefson Films. The film was written by, directed by, and starring Drew Fortier. The world premiere is scheduled for 11 p.m. on February 19th at Mad Monster Party in Concord. Dwellers is the first film greenlit by Ellefson Films. Formed by Megadeth bassist David Ellefson and Tom Hazard, the film stars Drew Fortier, James Edwards, Douglas Esper, Omar Beggs, as well as Dave Ellefson and Tom Hazard, portraying themselves as featured cameos. David Ellefson and Drew Fortier will be guests at Mad Monster Party, which happens February 19th through the 21st at the Embassy Suites at the Charlotte Concord Golf Resort and Spa. Get more information at madmonsterparty.com. We have this news from the 13th Hour Haunted House in Wharton, New Jersey. 13th Hour hosts the most entertaining and original events in the country. We feature three haunted house attractions complete with special effects and movie quality sets. We also feature six award-winning 60-minute escape rooms and an all-new haunted hatchets attraction. For Valentine's Day weekend, the House of Nightmares and the Attic will be open to give you and your special someone a night they'll never forget. Doors open at 7. Get more information at 13th Hour. That's the number 13thhour.com. We have this news on a new line of Funko toys. This comes to us via BloodyDisgusting.com. Sure, the New York Toy Fair was officially canceled, but it doesn't mean we won't see a ton of cool new toys revealed online over the next few weeks. When it comes to Funko, we're expecting quite a bit. Instagram user AnnerDieDad, hope I didn't butcher that, was able to grab an early look at two new horror pop sets, the first being Francis Ford Coppola's criminally underappreciated Bram Stoker's Dracula. The 1992 film starring Gary Oldman as Dracula, with Anthony Hopkins as Professor Abraham Van Helsing. While we won't be getting either of Keanu Reeves or Winona Ryder's characters in pop form, they are releasing three different versions of Dracula, including the Bloody variant. In addition, Pop is releasing vinyl toys from the action horror movie The Mummy, Universal's remake from 1999 that features Brendan Fraser as the super fun Rick O'Connell, Rachel Weisz as Evelyn Carnahan, and, of course, Arnold Vosloo as Imhotep, the mummy. Pre-orders should be available soon. We have this news from the Zumbeezy Bay at the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium in Powell, Ohio. Fear has a new name because next fall the waves of Zumbeezy Bay will be replaced by waves of terror. Introducing Zombeezy Bay, where the undead rule the night. Explore a wicked new world with four haunted houses, two scare zones, the Sea Dragon roller coaster, other non-water rides, and plenty of sinister surprises, if you dare. Not suitable for children under 13 because at Zombeezy Bay, the nightmares are real. 2021 Gold members and Zombeezy Bay season pass holders will receive complimentary parking and $10 off the admission price to Zombeezy Bay. Keep up with updates at zoombeezybay.columbuszoo.org. We have this news from the Nightmare Dungeon Haunted Attraction in Greenville, South Carolina. Introducing Nightmare Valentine Haunted Attractions, special three-night event for the Valentine's weekend. Valentine's makeover, the same thrills and chills of Halloween season, but with a lover's twist. Forget the boring dates of Valentine's Day past and come experience something stimulating this year. Horrific vampires and creeps stalk you in the dark. Terrifying monsters look around every corner. The perfect experience to spice up your Valentine's weekend, just another good way to be able to hold that Valentine very tight. Not to mention you can even bring your friends for some thrills and chills as well. We'll have twisted our haunt this year into a gruesome Valentine's experience. Two stories of nothing but pure terror and all new sets all throughout the house. A complete total redesign that has been put in place waiting for you to see the changes. The excitement starts February 12th and is open on the 13th and 14th as well, so you get three nights of absolute horror. We're located at 645 Old Anderson Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Tickets start at $25 a person, and we open at dark. The way, it's up to you to navigate your way out. So hold on tight to your date or friends. It's all self-guided tours, so be prepared for the worst. Get more info at their Facebook page, facebook.com/nightmaredungeon. We have this hiring news from the Haunted Pyramids in Lawndale, North Carolina. We are looking for serious scare actors that would be bringing our classic horror characters to life. Show us what you got, and if you're serious, contact us. This will be for our Halloween season and anytime we're open during an off-season event. Send us a message at facebook.com/thehauntedpyramids. And finally, we have this news from Bloody Mary's Makeup. Eat your heart out. Bloody Mary is hosting a wicked Valentine's Day makeup contest. Show your creative makeup skills and get a chance to win great Bloody Mary prizes. The grand prize winner will win a $100 gift certificate at DearBloodyMary.com, and the deadline is February 16th. How to enter, you ask? Email your entry to info@DearBloodyMary.com or tag @BloodyMaryMakeup and use the hashtag BMValentinesDay2021 on your entry. Gear up for Valentine's Day. Show your special gal or ghoul a gift to die for. Visit DearBloodyMary.com for all the details and for more FX makeup, cosmetics, and gore. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this is the time of year we start looking for conventions going on in the spring or the summer and all that stuff. You know, we've been talking virtual cons. The last Big Scary Show roundtable was all about virtual conventions. Transworld has postponed from March to May. The Ohio Haunters Convention has postponed until next year. But that's not stopping other conventions from popping up, some of them for a very good cause. We have had this gentleman on the show before, Mr. Paul Lanner of Haunters Against Hate, a very fine organization that helps the LGBT community. And he has just recently announced something he is calling HAH The Event. Sounds like it's going to be a very fun time. I have Paul on the line from Lexington, Kentucky. Paul, my friend, are you there?
I am here.
It is always good to speak to you, sir. Hope the COVID's not getting to you and you're staying safe and everything. But tell us about Haunters Against Hate, for those who may not know what that is. And then how did you decide to get into the convention business?
Haunters Against Hate was formed almost 5 years ago now, after the Orlando Pulse massacre. and some really unpleasant things that were said in the haunt community about it. And Haunters Against Hate was formed, and with the sales from t-shirts and my book of haunters that I've created, patches and stuff, I raised funds to donate to LGBTQ organizations across the U.S., focusing on youth mostly.
Has it really been 5 years? Oh, my goodness.
Almost 5 years.
Wow.
I know, time flies. Time flies. And, you know, it's been quite successful in its own way. I mean, I've raised almost, well, more than $30,000 now over the past almost 5 years.
Congrats.
Which is quite an accomplishment with t-shirts and books and stuff.
Sure.
And I thought about it more and more, and I said, you know what? I'd like to take this up a level where I can raise money, a good chunk of money, without having just to rely on one t-shirt at a time and stuff like that, or, you know, one convention at a little booth selling t-shirts at a time. So I spoke to some people and they thought it was a great idea, and I came up with HAH, the event. And basically it is going to be a 3-day event / con. But really I'm focusing on it being an event because it's going to be a combination of horror merchandise vendors and people who sell goodies like that. It's going to be haunted house booths from haunts across the U.S. And there are going to be booths for LGBT youth organizations that are across the U.S. So it's a combination of horror, haunt, and LGBTQ. And with that, all the profits from this event will be donated to these organizations across the U.S. So I thought that would be a great way to raise funds very quickly. Hopefully the event will be successful with a lot of people coming, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, everything's always a risk, but I'm feeling very positive about it, and I've gotten great buzz about it already.
Now, this is going to be in Louisville, Kentucky, and there is a tremendous haunted house scene in and around the Louisville, Kentucky. You know, 2 or 3 hours, there's a few dozen haunted attractions. What has been their reaction, and how supportive have they been once they've heard of this event?
They've been amazing. I already have two of the haunts in Louisville already signed on to have booths. A haunt here in Lexington has signed on to have a booth. And in Indianapolis, one or two haunts have signed on to have booths as well. So it's been awesome. Great support.
Excellent.
Very happy about that.
Oh, yes. You know, there's very few haunted attractions in the country that probably don't have at least one LGBT person working in them. You know, I train actors in haunts all over the country, and I don't think I've trained at any that have not. So, you know, they're tied together. And
oh, absolutely.
You know, and, you know, everybody loves a good horror con. Everybody loves seeing all the cool things that vendors bring out there. And
yes,
to get information from LGBT youth groups and other types of organizations, that's just everybody wins. It's educational and entertaining, it sounds like.
Well, and what I'm planning, like one of the seminars, or I'm going to be hosting a panel about the LGBT community and the haunt community and how they can get along better, or, you know, better protocols. And it's going to, I'll host it, but there's going to be a panel of haunt actors from all over the country that will be on this panel to discuss with people, you know, their views on things. And I think that's really important, really important. Also, one of the things I'm doing is I'm going to be giving out a Haunters Against Hate Haunter of the Year Award for one of the haunters of the previous year who stood up to hate boldly and took a stand, and I feel when they do that, they should be recognized accordingly. And there are a few candidates I know and I followed and have seen things that they've done, so I'm considering all of them, one of them, to win this award. I think it would be a really nice acknowledgement to show that we really support you and we really admire how you took a stand.
Now, what would be an example of standing up to that? Is that just like someone hears a slur and then they confront them, or is it something more than that?
Well, for example,
no names or anything.
There was a case in Wisconsin where a Westboro Baptist Church type group was outside this haunt protesting against them and protesting its LBGTs. And one of the actors went out there in full costume and stood in front of them ringing a cowbell and wouldn't let them near the haunt without being violent and drowning them out. And they came back the following week. But in the interim, what I did is sent them one of the Haunters Against Hate banners. And when they came back the following week, that person stood out there with the banner blocking them.
Wow.
And stood up to them to the point where they gave up and left. And that's a stand. That's taking a stand. And I think that's really admirable.
Absolutely. Now, as far as this being a horror con, haunter con type thing like that, you know, a lot of times you go to shows like this and there's, you know, celebrities and things like that. Are there plans to have anybody either from the regular community, the, you know, the horror community, haunters, TV, you know, movies, anything like that?
I have a few things in the work. Nothing's guaranteed yet, but I don't want it to be heavy on celebrities. I don't think that should be the focus of this event.
Sure.
I want the focus to be on the haunters, say, that were in the Haunter Book of Haunters books. I want them to really be recognized for this. And what I'm doing is these actors who are coming to the event, they're going to come and dress up in costume when they attend, and they're getting a special lanyard that recognizes them as an alumni of the Book of Haunters. And at the Haunters Against Hate booth, I'll be selling all six volumes of the book. And people basically could treat it almost like a yearbook or a playbill and get these autographed by these haunt actors. That's what I want the focus to be on, because I think they are, and if, you know, they need to be recognized.
Now you said a sixth edition. I was only aware of four, possibly five. For people who may not know, the Book of Haunters is basically books, photograph books about, you know, haunters at various who work at various haunts around the country. And I know that, you know, volumes 1, 2, and 3. Was volume 3 the one about clowns, or was that number 4?
No. Book of Clowns is a separate entity. That's why I said 6. So volumes 1, 2, and 3, the Book of Clowns. Volume 4 was dedicated to black haunters in the community.
Okay.
And volume 5 is LGBTQ haunters.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
So you put an invite out to all of those people to come and attend this, and they're going to have a special lanyard, and if you walk around and see, like, a clown or a hatchet guy or girl or something, and they have that lanyard, they were featured in your books.
Right. And the front side of the lanyard has the main color for each volume. Like, volume 1 had a magenta color. Volume 2 had a blue color. So it's going to have, like, 6 stripes of color, and whatever volume they were in will be hole punched, so you know even what volume they're in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep.
Sounds like a lot of fun there.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. It is almost like, you know, how when you go to Disneyland and you see the kids, like, looking for the characters like Mickey Mouse so they can sign their book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want it to be like. Like, oh, wait a minute, that guy's in volume 1. That's like, you know, Mr. Hatchet. Let's get his autograph.
How many people have been in the books so far? You've got to be looking at a couple of dozen people at least.
How about a couple of hundred people?
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know the exact count, but I already have several dozen haunters signed up for the event.
Oh, wow.
That are coming. So.
That's fantastic.
This is only February 2nd, and the con's not happening until July 30th, so, you know,
you've got time.
So I'm very excited about it.
That's congratulations. That's excellent. What about as far as, you know, you go to a convention and there's usually, you know, you said you'd be hosting panels. Are there going to be any kind of educational or make and takes or anything like that from anybody that may be a FX artist or a haunted house person, and they may do like a makeup demo or a sculpting demo or anything like that?
Yes, absolutely. One of the makeup artists, who she does weekly Facebook thing, and she's been in the books. Her character's name is Lucifer. She actually has a booth that is going to be doing makeup demos, and she's going to do a seminar about makeup demos. There's going to be a seminar about haunt actors. There's going to be another one about traveling haunt actors. Ooh. So I'm lining those up slowly but surely as well.
Excellent. And yes. I assume there will be an after-hours costume contest or costume ball?
That I'm working out. I am talking to one of the haunts in Louisville to work on that. So that is the plan, to have a big drag show and everything, and an outdoor after-party, which I think would be a lot of fun.
Sounds like it. What about any of the local haunts offering up their place for maybe a lights-on tour or anything like that?
The only concern I have about that right now, and I spoke to one of the haunt owners, is because it's July 30th, it could be so incredibly hot that inside these buildings could be just, you know, unbearably, you know, especially if it's in the 90s with 90% humidity. No one's going to want to walk through, even with lights on.
Yeah, just the people that have to work in it all day during build season. I can understand that. Yeah. If you're not used to it, I'm... being in the Carolinas, that's typical from like June through September, but still, I can totally see that.
Right. And I'm like I said, I'm hoping that one of the celebrities who wrote one of the introductions for the book will be able to attend. I really would like her to. She's been a great supporter of Haunters Against Hate and a great ally, and has been promoting on her own social media, Haunters Against Hate. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Excellent. So, yeah, it sounds like you've got a good foundation going here, and I know that with the support of the Louisville haunt community, the Lexington haunt community, the Southern Indiana, and the rest of the area there, you know, it sounds like you're on track to have a very successful convention. It sounds like it's going to be fun. It sounds like it's going to be scary. Sounds like it's going to be just a whole lot of everything that you would expect in a convention, and darn it, it's time we had some conventions, frankly.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, and it's going to be inclusive. I want everyone attending to feel welcome, comfortable, and be who they are with no judgments.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you knowing you, and I could totally see Danielle. Everybody invited, everybody welcome. It's safe, it's welcoming, it's what... frankly, a lot of people need these days, especially those who there are people who are isolated for many reasons, not just because of who they are or if they've been shunned by families or anything, but because of the pandemic.
Right.
You know, it's hard to get out and see
fingers
people.
Crossed, I'm really hoping that with a vaccine rollout and the way the current administration is focusing on it, that things will turn out okay soon. Ironically, I was at the doctor today, and I was talking to one of the medical students who's in her fourth year, and we were talking about the vaccine, and I told her about the convention, and she really thinks by the end of June that, at least here in Kentucky, everyone that wants to be vaccinated will be vaccinated.
Nice. It's all pretty much up to the local governments at that point, you know, it sounds like.
Right,
I know,
right.
You know, that's the reason.
And I think what the situation is, I think they may have enough vaccine. It's just getting enough employees to be able to give the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Will there be any other charitable things there? Like, for instance, a blood drive. Maybe a vaccine distribution could be.
That's something I can explore. I haven't thought about that. That's a great idea. Blood drive.
People are going to be in a charitable mood, you know. The Red Cross, you know, I've run blood drives. They're very, very easy to set up, and you frankly don't have to do anything other than, you know, hopefully guarantee a certain number of people will be there, and if a few hundred or a thousand people show up, and, you know, you never know. Or maybe invite.
The only thing about that is most people in the LGBT community are not allowed to donate blood.
Ah, okay. That may be a thing, but, you know, let's not let us non-LGBT people be excluded from something like that.
That's
We're all inclusive here, so.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, that's actually a great idea to explore. And once again, hoping a lot of the organizations that I've donated to over the years, I mean, I already have two or three signed up for booths, and, you know, you can donate directly to them at their booths as well.
Right. I mean, you know, the haunters getting into the charitable wing of the haunt industry is a relatively recent thing. You know, there's Don't Be a Monster, there's Scares That Care. West Coast Haunters Convention has been a charity con for many, many years, and and your organization is now closing in on 5 years. My goodness. So, you know, this is a fantastic way to give back to the community. If I was a FX person, or if I was an artist or a writer, or, you know, I made costumes or did anything like that, and I was interested in vending at this event, or if I was a haunter that maybe could teach something or had some ideas or be on a panel or a moderator or even a volunteer, what are some of the ways that those people could participate in this?
The best way to find out all information and to sign up for, whether it be a vendor booth, wanting to be a volunteer, to get tickets for the event, go to hahtheevent.com, and you will find all the information there. Or even if you click on the hauntersagainstkate.com website, there is a button on there too. If you click on that, that will take you to the HAH, the event page as well.
I assume you have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and other social medias as well?
For Haunters Against Tate, I do. Not for HAH, the event yet. Only the website.
Okay. Will those be coming soon, since that's all the, what the kids use these days?
I know. I have HAH, the event, as an event on Facebook. Not its own page, but as an event. So I can post stuff on the event itself. But I will start. Once I get a little more imagery going for the event, I will create an Instagram account for that and Twitter as well.
Okay. Don't forget TikTok. Apparently, that's kind of a hot thing these days, but I'm an
old
man.
Yeah,
I
haven't really delved into TikTok at all, and I need to look into it.
Find someone who's like 22. They can probably explain the whole thing. So.
Yeah, there you go.
My teenage kids know all about it. I don't get it, but you know, that's me.
right. Yeah, no, but you have a valid point there. It's like, good idea, reach out to someone who, you know, that's the market for.
Absolutely.
But hahtheevent.com.
hahtheevent.com. This is happening at the Crown Plaza in Louisville, Kentucky, July 30th through August 1st. So that is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The weather will be hot, so be appropriate, but I have a feeling it's going to be cool inside with all the neat stuff going on. Any final things you wish to tell us?
I'm just looking very forward to it. I hope it's going to be a lot of fun for everyone and very welcoming for everyone. That's my key thing, is I just want everyone to have a good, comfortable time.
Because as you say, hate is the scariest thing of all. Learned that very quickly once you started this, sir. And, you know, thank you so much for the work that you do out there. It is a very needed service out there for a lot of people. I'm sure that there are people who will come up to you and tell you stories about ways that you have probably impacted their lives at things like this. So, once again, folks, hahtheevent.com, July 30th through August 1st, Louisville, Kentucky. Go to their website, check out their social medias, all this stuff. Paul Lanner, it is a pleasure to have you back on the Big Scary News, sir.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Absolutely. Once again, folks, this is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy's Fog. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.